And now, Paul Meacham Jr.
What happens to a person when he dies? What is the purpose of man's judgment if he is already in heaven or hell? Well, this question shows that there is a little bit of a misunderstanding as to what happens to man when he dies. It assumes that when man dies, he immediately goes to heaven or to hell, and therefore the judgment day is not necessary in the end. However, that's not exactly what the Bible teaches us. When we read in Luke chapter 16 of the rich man and Lazarus, both of them died, and they both went to some other place, yet they did not go directly to heaven or directly to hell. We see that they went to a place called Hades. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, that is sometimes translated hell. However, the Greek word is Hades. It's a place of the departed spirits, a place that is hidden from this world. And we see from the description in Luke 16 that this world is divided into two separate compartments. One of them is called a place of paradise, or the Abraham's bosom, indicating a place of great comfort. The other is called a place of torments. And we know there that the rich man was so tormented in the flame that he wanted Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and touch it to the tip of his tongue. Any relief would have been a welcome relief. This is the world that man goes to, or that man's soul goes to, when he dies. That spirit then waits there for the day of resurrection that is referred to in John chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians 15, in the latter part of the chapter, which we have not studied, we see that man will have a new body, that God will take his physical body, his natural body, and change it into a spiritual body. That spiritual body on the last day will be rejoined with man's soul. He then will stand before God in judgment, and that new man, that new spiritual man, will spend eternity either in heaven with God or in hell, away from God and in great torment. We see that the Bible describes hell as a place that is reserved unto judgment. We also see that the rich man, when he was in the place of torment, was reserved there unto judgment. God is holding things in a certain place and in a certain way, waiting for that last and final day. When that day comes, then the judgment scene will take place, and man will be sentenced to his final destination. Now, I don't intend to give the idea that man can die and then change his state, for in Luke chapter 16, in that Hadean world, we clearly see that this place of paradise and this place of torment are separated by a great gulf, and it is not possible to pass from one side to the other. So once man dies, he loses the opportunity to be obedient to God, and therefore loses the opportunity to change his fate in that next world. We must do all we can in this world to be pleasing to God and obedient to His Word. I hope you'll find that answer helpful, and I hope it will stimulate you to study God's Word and want to be obedient to Him, that in that last day when you stand before Him in judgment, you will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."